Welcome to Technori Live. We're back in studio at WGN talking with some of the Chicago's top entrepreneurs, founders, and innovators. For those of you tuning in for the first time, what is Technori? Well, put simply, Technori is where startups go to showcase. Since 2010, nearly 300 startups have been featured, and to date, they've gone on to raise more than $260 million in funding. Speaking of featuring startups, the November Technori Showcase is tomorrow night at Chase Auditorium. It is dedicated to our veteran, incredible veteran entrepreneurs. And if you want to buy tickets, they are still available at technori.com. Using promo code WGN, you can save yourself 25%. Everybody likes to do a little bit of saving. And now let's get to the good stuff. I am Scott Catoon. This is Technori Live. So I'm sitting here with a glass of wine. It's not even noon yet. Winesters Scott is here. We had wine. We had cheese. We had great conversation at your – what's the address of your place?
It's 648 West Randolph.
648 West Randolph. We were at Winester last Thursday night for a roundtable with a bunch of tech geeks, entrepreneurs, founders, a couple of investors. Dudley was there, so you know it was a good time. Although he left early. But then again, I came late, so I suppose you know we break even there. Regardless, Scott, it's great to have you here in studio. I'm looking forward to you telling everyone about Winester. I had heard of it, but had never like really, I just assumed it was like a normal, you know, wine in a box subscription. You just like call them up, hey, send you some wine. There's nothing really to it. That's what I had thought. And then I went to your place and actually got to taste some of the wines and things and see sort of the different blends and what made you guys so special. And immediately I wanted to have you on, not just because I get to drink wine during the day.
Cool. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. It was, cheers.
Cheers.
So we'll have a little wine to stir.
I hope this doesn't ruin the rest of your day.
Drinking before noon has always made my days much better.
Very cool. Yeah, thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. So why don't you tell me a little bit about Winester before we get into yours, because I know you kind of have a different background as well. But what is Winester to the layman?
Yeah. So we've been in e-commerce business for about the last 4 years. We work with a very cool array of small production wineries out on the West Coast, primarily California, and help them sell their wine to customers across the country. And for consumers, we make it really, really simple to discover these cool small wineries and have them shipped right to your door. In Chicago now, our first brick-and-mortar location is in the West Loop, and it's basically to have small groups in by reservation only. You can hang out, learn about what we do, try a bunch of our wines. If you like anything, you can order them on the spot, and we ship them right to your door. And if you like a lot of the wines, you'd probably love our wine club. So one of our key things is that these wines are really high quality. We vet every wine before we put them on our site.
We're vetting them right now.
We're vetting them right now, yep. And they're really the type of wines that you actually cannot find on store shelves here in Chicago or in New York or Colorado or other parts of the country. So that's a huge value prop. We make shipping super affordable. So it's $10 on less than six bottles and $0 on six bottles or more, which is really, really nice in the wine space.
Yeah. So, I mean, honestly, when I had first heard of you, I wasn't this is kind of what was different, right? The first part is I look at the subscription models that are for just about everything, whether it's food, wine, cigars, you know, you name it. The issue is that they just send me stuff that's essentially what I could have gotten on the shelf. Maybe I save a few bucks here and there. And the model is essentially a savings model. It's just like, here, experience this because you're going to save. And I think that to a point they'll always be successful, but it's one of those things where there's only enough room at the top for a few of them. And as you start to trickle down, it starts to become less and less cool. So it's like, oh, it's just another one of these things. Mostly because people want to buy what they want to buy. And if you're not a wine connoisseur, I don't know what the hell I'm looking at. So I don't even know what I'm reading, right? It doesn't mean anything to me. So I have to go to Binny's and ask some guy there what this is good with. And I look around and I eventually just pick the coolest label. What I thought is unique is that you actually have an experiential piece to this, which I think is important. And you're probably going to find is, and it also works with your model and how you guys, you know, do stuff, but you're going to find it's very helpful to have people being able to sample and try things, but you guys pick an assortment of things that I couldn't get elsewhere. And that I think is the huge differentiator.
Yeah. I think, you nailed it. It's hugely important to us. After being in the industry for a while, my co-founder actually worked for one of the large distributors here in Chicago. And a lot of the store shelves are truly dominated by these mass-produced wineries. They're great at marketing. They create a bunch of different brands and sell a ton of wine on store shelves. But I think our generation, and even people older than us, have this real interest in finding cool craft. You know, it's similar to craft beer in a way, these unique small producers. And we're sort of making that super simple online to do. And now with our physical location, it's been up and running for a month, but it's already proven very helpful for us. It makes sense. Obviously, if you're going to buy some wine, you'd probably want to try some of the product before. Make sure it's high quality, make sure it's interesting, unique stuff that you're going to really enjoy when you have it at home, or if you're bringing it to a dinner party or sending it as a gift, that it's going to impress people. So,
yeah, and you know, the funny thing is, and I, you brought this up when we were sitting there at your location, but it actually dawned on me when I was sitting there that you've got this really interesting model that also makes sense for businesses as a gift, and obviously that's been a big part of business. Mm-hmm. But what's particularly interesting, and it doesn't work everywhere, but it does in major cities, which is where you guys are at least at current. In Chicago, I run a business giving bottles of booze and wine and things is something that I think is a good gift I give, you know, as gifts to our clients and vendors. And to also have a location that's very cool, it's kind of hip, it's got a nice vibe, and it's private, that I can just say, hey, you know, I want to invite, you were talking about Kay Kira, who was just on the show, that they actually had been at your establishment as well, where I can call you and say, I want a private sort of appointment where I want, you know, five or six people to sample all the wines and things, and you guys give the spiel, but we have a nice sort of quiet place to have wine to drink and then ship it out. It's a really nice combination package as a business owner.
Yeah, I think we're now, with the addition of this physical location, truly able to kind of cross-merchandise our products and really build this unique experience. We've already seen that getting people in the door, if they can meet us, hang out with us, try the products, it just leads to such a higher lifetime value customer.
How many bottles did we go through that day? Did you?
We had 10 people in there, and we probably were close to 10 bottles or so.
At least.
Somewhere in that ballpark. Yeah, and we, you know, we try a cool array of wines too. So if it's your first time, we often encourage kind of starting with some lighter whites like a Sauvignon Blanc and working your way up to heavier reds like Cabs. So it's a really a cool way to sort of get a feel for what we're all about. We don't sit here and say that every wine is going to be your favorite wine, but it's cool to try stuff that you don't like. It helps you sort of realize, you know what, I really do like Pinot Noir a lot more, this style of Pinot
Noir.
Well,
and it helps you establish, and not to be like a wine snob, but it helps you figure out what you do like verbally so that when you look for the next thing, because your website, I mean, obviously people are going to go to Binny's as well and things, but if I know like this, I don't know what the brand is, but I know that it tastes like this, it looks like this, it smells like this, that will help pick it out. And on your site, you're not just club members. You can also go and order, you know, an array of things.
Yeah. So that's a huge thing with intertwining our different channels, our different sales channels. So we originally launched a marketplace without a subscription business. So you could hop on our site, order whatever you wanted, have it shipped to your door, or order it as a gift. We've now layered in our wine club options, which are great if you're interested in trying a bunch of different wines, some of our favorite wines from the site. If you like those wines that you receive, you can now hop back on our site and order them at members-only prices. So we're not talking like crazy discounts, but 10 to 30% or so, and members get $0 shipping on all orders, which really,
I think
is a
the
huge
members thing is going to be the kicker for you. When obviously, I mean, I think you have great stuff, and there's no doubt. But the members part, when you start talking about that, and I signed up to try it, I think it's, I don't think you can lose the amount of money that you're going to spend buying wine, and you're going to buy the same store garbage that everybody else has. It's really not that much more when you factor in that you're not driving. No. There's no shipping.
Yeah, it's pretty competitive pricing. We're not sitting here saying it's a value option.
No,
but what it is super high quality. So I think it is a good value for the type of wines that we're serving.
Yeah, I wouldn't, you're almost comparing it trunk club style, where, like, I could buy the same stuff at Nordstrom's and actually pay less money at Nordstrom's, which is crazy. It's not that jacked up. In all reality, and first off, you wouldn't find these wines anyway. So, I mean, I think it is, when you factor in the amount of time to get it and find it and the experiential part of it, I think it's a pretty good value.
Yeah, I totally agree. And then for gifting, people love it too. It's not the same stuff that, you know, you'll see on Binny's store shelves, yep, or all store shelves. The people that receive the gifts have really, really responded well. We include cool tech sheets with information about each of the wines and wineries. The wine we're drinking right now, we didn't even touch on that. It's a Pinot Noir from Russian River Valley, Chloe Creek Vineyards. Russian River Valley is super popular for growing Chardonnay and Pinot Noir. Cool nights and mornings with a lot of fog. Just like this morning here in Chicago, actually, produced some amazing, kind of the perfect conditions to grow Pinot Noir. So it's a lighter wine. I figured we wouldn't go straight into cab before noon. Something that you can drink on its own. Great with light foods or at a cocktail party or something like that.
Very cool.
And this wine is 220 cases produced. So to give you an idea of how small these producers are, a lot of them produce anywhere from a couple thousand cases per year up to 10 to 15,000 cases per year. In the wine industry, 50,000 cases or less is considered a small winery. Yep. So these really are truly very small.
Tiny.
It's unique stuff. And they love us as a sales channel, too, which is exciting.
I'm sure. So before we kind of head out of this, what is your background? How did you get into becoming Mr. Weinster?
So I was relatively early at Groupon, not super early, but a little after the 100th employee in sales, learned kind of a lot of B2B sales there. It grew a ton while I was there. I think there were 10,000 employees globally by the time I left a couple years later. So I learned the sales kind of internet growth side of things a little bit. My business partner, I mentioned, was working for a huge distributor here in Chicago. So he really learned a lot of the back side of the business, the business that we're now sort of circumventing.
Yeah.
And we really put our heads together and figured we should be able to find a way to build a website that can connect these small wineries with consumers. Our other partner is a lawyer, which helps a lot in any business, but especially alcohol. Every state's different, so we deal with a lot of regulatory crap. But most of it's sort of opening up for wine shipments across state borders.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the huge challenge, right? We talked about that actually on Thursday when we did this, that you have to play so many games, sort of hide and seek kind of games to be able to make this work. And the reality is to be able to do this, there's so few companies that can actually navigate that.
Yeah. I think it's been a frustration of ours, but it's also, it's a barrier to entry.
I was going to say, it actually gives you guys a little bit more time to figure it out if you're in the game, because the others who come in like, oh, that's a great idea, I'm going to knock it off. Well,
yeah, I think we've seen a lot come and go. You learn pretty quickly. There's a lot of factors in wine that make it potentially a little more challenging than some other industries. But at the same time, there's this huge market that's lagged way behind everything else e-commerce wise. So we're in a consumable market. I'd say we're a little bit of a luxury item, but it's not super expensive. So it's a nice cross section.
Yeah.
But it's a need. People are going to be ordering wine all the time or picking it up on store shelves. So we're kind of, we've been sticking around the last couple of years, and the last couple of years have gotten pretty exciting for us.
Very cool. Well, on the way out of here, why don't you tell people where to go to sign up and to get on the platform, become a member, as well as what wine they should drink this weekend. What's your favorite wine for the week?
I like that. So you can go to weinster.com. It's spelled weird, W-I-N-E-S-T-Y-R. If you're interested in joining the wine club, you can click on the wine club tab. You can also chat with us on the site and receive recommendations for wines and gifts anytime. If you want to come check out our space in the West Loop, email lounge@weinster.com, and we'll set you up with a time to come in with a small group. As for a wine for this weekend, we just got a new wine up on our site. Now that it's cooler, I think Zinfandel is a great wine that a lot of people don't know as much about. It can be a little bolder. This one in particular, our Optima Zin, is an awesome wine. Kind of a, if you like cab, it's a different option on that front. Great with grilled meats if you're tailgating for any of the games or anything like that. So
very cool.
I'd go with the Optima Zin on our website.
Awesome. Well, hopefully that's in the batch. I have a batch coming to my house pretty soon. I don't know if you saw what's in it.
I checked on it. It's on its way, yeah.
Yes.
You'll like it.
Excellent. Well, we're going to need it this weekend. Thank you, Scott, so much for taking the time. Thank you for the wine. Cheers.
Cheers. Have a good one.
You too. You can stream this episode and more on technori.com. You can stay up to date with our Technori news feed and other Tech Bites by following us on Facebook and Twitter at Technori, or follow me at Katoon. Boom. That's a wrap.